Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 5th of April 2024. Essence. Sweet children, remember the Father with love and you will be able to go beyond. To go beyond with a glance means to become a master of the world. Question. What is the real meaning of the Swami, the Satguru, takes the soul beyond with a glance? Answer. When a soul receives a third eye from the Father, and that soul recognizes the Father with that eye, he is able to go beyond. That is, that soul receives salvation. Baba says, children, become soul conscious and focus your eyes on me. That is, remember me. Break away from everyone else and connect yourselves to me alone, and you will be able to go beyond. That is, from being distressed and poverty-stricken, you will become wealthy. Om Shanti. To whom do you sweetest spiritual children go? To the spiritual father. You understand that you are going to Shiv Baba. You know that Shiv Baba is the father of all souls. You children should have the faith that that one is the supreme teacher and also the supreme guru. Param means the supreme. You have to remember just the one. You have a meeting with the eyes. It is remembered that the Swami, the Satguru, took you beyond with a glance. You need to understand the meaning of this. Who is taken beyond with a glance? It would surely be said to be the whole world, because he is the bestower of salvation for all. He is the one who takes everyone away from this impure world. What glance do you receive? Is it from these eyes? No. Each of you souls receives a third eye of knowledge, through which you souls know that that one is the father of all of us souls. The father advises souls, remember me. The father explains to souls, it is souls that have become impure and tamopradan. This is your 84th birth, and this play is now ending. It definitely does have to end. Every cycle, the old world then becomes new. The new world then becomes old. It has different names. The new world is called the Golden Age. The Father has explained. At first, you were in the Golden Age. Then, while taking rebirth, you went through 84 births. You souls have now become tamopradan. If you remember the Father, you will be able to go beyond. The Father personally tells you, remember me. Who is me? The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The Father says, children, become soul conscious. Do not become body conscious. Become soul conscious and focus your eyes on me, and you will be able to go beyond. Continue to remember the Father. There is no difficulty in this. It is souls that study and play their parts. They are so tiny. When you souls come down here, you play parts for 84 births. You then have to repeat them. You souls have now become impure while playing your parts of 84 births. You souls now have no strength left. Now, instead of being able to go beyond, souls are distressed, that is, poverty-stricken. So how can they go beyond? These words belong to the path of devotion, and the Father explains them to you. He also explains the Vedas, scriptures, and images, etc. to you. You have had these pictures made according to Srimat. They have made so many images by following devilish directions. They have no occupation. The Father comes here and teaches you, children. It is said, God speaks, and so it would be His knowledge. Students know that someone is such and such a teacher. Here, you children know that the unlimited Father only comes once and teaches you such a wonderful study. There is the difference of day and night between those studies and this study. You have been studying those studies becoming the night, whereas through this study you go into the day. You have been studying those studies for birth after birth. Here the Father tells you clearly, when souls become pure, they will be able to imbibe this knowledge. It is said that the milk of a lioness can only be contained in a golden vessel. You children understand that you are now becoming golden vessels. You will still be human beings, but you souls have to become completely pure. You used to be 24 carat, and you have now become 9 carat. The lights of souls that were ignited are now extinguished. There is a difference between those whose lights are ignited and those whose lights are extinguished. Only the Father explains how the light can be ignited and how you can claim a status. The Father says, "Remember me." I remember very well those who remember me very well. You children also know that it is only the one Father who is the Swami that takes you beyond with a glance. This one soul is also able to go beyond. All of you are moths, and he is called the flame. Some moths simply come to circle around, whereas others recognize me very well and die alive. Some circle around and go away, and then only come back sometimes and then go away again. All of this is remembered about the confluence age. Scriptures are made of whatever happens at this time. The Father only comes once and then departs after giving you the inheritance. The unlimited Father would surely give you the unlimited inheritance. The phrase for 21 generations is remembered. Who gives you the inheritance of the golden age? God, the Creator, gives His creation the inheritance for half a cycle. Everyone remembers Him. He is the Father, Teacher, Swami, and also the Satguru. You might call someone else a Swami or Satguru, but only the one Father is the truth. The Father is always called the truth. What truth does He come and give? He makes the old world into a land of truth. We are making effort for that land of truth. When it was a land of truth, none of the other lands existed. All of them came into existence later. No one knows about that land of truth. Everyone knows everything about the lands that exist now. They know the founders of their own religions, but no one knows the Sun Dynasty, the Moon Dynasty, or the confluence-aged Brahmin clan. People believe in Prajapita Brahma. They say that those Brahmins are the children of Brahma. However, they are physical creations, whereas you are mouth-born creations. They are impure, whereas you mouth-born creations are pure. You become mouth-born creations and then depart from the dirty world of the kingdom of Ravan. The kingdom of Ravan doesn't exist there. You are now going to the new world. That is called the viceless world. The world becomes new and old. You now know how it becomes that. It is not in the intellect of anyone else. No one can know anything of hundreds of thousands of years. This is a matter of a short time. The Father sits here and explains to you, children. The Father says, I come when there is extreme defamation of religion, especially in Bharat. In other places, no one even knows who the incorporeal Supreme Soul is. They have made a huge lingam and placed that there. It has been explained to you, children, that the size of a soul never becomes bigger or smaller. Just as a soul is imperishable, so the Father too is imperishable. He is the Supreme Soul. Supreme means that he is always pure and viceless. You souls were also viceless. The world too was viceless. That is called the completely viceless new world, and then it definitely becomes old. The degrees continue to decrease. The Sun Dynasty kingdom becomes 2 degrees less, and it then continues to grow old. Then all the other lands come into existence. They are called biplots. However, they become mixed up. Whatever happens according to the drama plan, it repeats. When the head of the Buddhists came, he converted so many into the Buddhist religion. He changed their religion. The Hindus changed their religion themselves. Because their actions became corrupt, they also became corrupt in their religion. They went onto the path of sin. People would go to the Jagannath temple, but none of them think about it. They themselves are vicious, so they have portrayed the images as vicious. They don't understand that the deities became like that when they went onto the path of sin. Those images are of that time. The name deity is very good. Hindu is a name that is derived from Hindustan. This is why they call themselves Hindus. It is such a big mistake. This is why the Father says, whenever there is extreme irreligiousness, I come. Baba comes in Bharat. He doesn't say that he comes in Hindustan. This is Bharat. There is no Hindustan or Hindu religion. The people of Islam gave it the name Hindustan. This too is fixed in the drama. You should understand this very well. This is also knowledge. While taking rebirth and going onto the path of sin, they became corrupt. Then people go in front of idols and say, "You are completely viceless, whereas we are vicious sinners." None of those of other lands would say that they are degraded and that they don't have any virtues. You would never have heard any of them say that. Sikhs sit in front of the Granth, but they too never say, "Nanak, you are viceless, whereas we are vicious." Those who are followers of Nanak wear a bracelet. It is a symbol of being viceless, but they cannot stay without vice. They have simply kept the symbol falsely, just as Hindus wear a sacred thread which is a symbol of purity. Nowadays they don't believe in religion. At this time, the path of devotion is continuing. This is called a cult of devotion. The cult of knowledge exists in the Golden Age. The deities of the Golden Age are completely viceless. In the Iron Age, there cannot be anyone who is completely viceless. Only the father establishes the pure family path. All other gurus are those who belong to the path of isolation. The force of the family path has become stronger. The father says, "You cannot attain me through any of the things that you have studied. When I come, I take everyone beyond with a glance." It is remembered, the Swami, the Satguru, takes everyone across with a glance. Why have you come here? To become able to go beyond, to become a master of the world. Remember the Father, and you will become able to go beyond. No one else would say that by doing that, you will become like this. Only the Father says, "You have to become this." How did Lakshmi and Narayan become like they were? No one knows. The Father tells you children everything. This one has taken 84 births and become impure. I have now come to make you become this. The Father gives you his own introduction and also takes you beyond with a glance. Of whom do you say this? Of the one Satguru. There are many of those gurus, and the poor mothers are innocent. All of you are children of the innocent Lord. They say of Shankar that he opened his eye and destruction took place. That would be a sin. The Father would never give directions for such work. Destruction would take place through something else. The Father doesn't give such directions. All of that science continues to be invented. They understand that they are destroying their own clan. They too are bound by it. They cannot leave it. Their names are glorified so much. They go to the moon, but there is no benefit in that. Sweetest children, focus your vision on the Father. That is, O souls, remember your Father, and you will be able to go beyond. Baba says, "I remember those who remember me. I remember those who do service for me, and so they receive power. Out of all of you sitting here, it is those that go beyond who will become kings." It is remembered, break away from everyone else and connect yourself to the One. That One is the incorporeal. You souls are also incorporeal. The Father says, remember me. You yourselves say, O purifier. To whom do you say this? To Brahma, Vishnu, or Shankar? No. The purifier is only the one, and he is constantly pure. He is called the Almighty Authority. The Father himself tells you this knowledge of the beginning, middle, and end of the world. He knows all the scriptures. Sannyasis claim a title by studying the scriptures, etc., whereas the Father has already received his title. He is not going to claim it by studying. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. Become moths who die alive in the flame, not those who simply circle around. In order to imbibe this godly study, make your intellect completely pure. 2. Break away from everyone else and stay in the company of the One Father. Go beyond by having remembrance of the One. Blessing. May you be a self-transformer who receives blessings from the Comforter of Hearts by having realization in your heart. In order to transform yourself, you need to have true realization of two things in your heart. 1. Realization of your weaknesses. 2. Realization of the situation and the desires and feelings in the mind of the person who becomes an instrument for something. Understand the reason for any paper of an adverse situation, and let that elevated realization make yourself pass. Your own stage is elevated, and the adverse situation is a paper. This realization will easily enable you to transform yourself. When you realize that with an honest heart, you will receive blessings from the Comforter of Hearts. Slogan: an heir is one who is ever ready and says, Ji Hazur, yes, my Lord, I am present. In every situation. Om Shanti.